Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 113 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in Indiana. And today I wanted to talk to you just a little bit about something that we're going to touch on in the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit. Remember, that's our free online conference for teachers that we do every year, where you can watch great video presentations and get professional development credits for them all totally for free. You can get registered for that at ditchsummit.com. And this idea comes out of a book called Powerful Teaching by Patrice Bain and Pooja Agarwal, who actually, as of the day of the recording of this episode of the podcast, later on today, I'm going to be recording them for the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit. And so this comes right out of their new book, and it's an idea that puts an interesting spin on note-taking. So real quick, before I tell you about this, the cool thing about this book, Powerful Teaching, is that it's all rooted in research and science about what we know about how the brain learns. And so of the two co-authors, that's kind of like Pooja Agarwal's realm. She's the cognitive scientist of the group. And then Patrice Bain is a teacher, like a K-12 teacher. And so they put a lot of these practices into place into Patrice's classroom to see how they work. And this is one of the most powerful ones. And this is such an easy one. So many of the things that we talk about in this podcast and in Ditch That Textbook resources have to do with technology. This one just works, and you don't even really need technology for it. It's a twist on note-taking. So if students are ever taking notes in your class, you know, if there's ever something where you've just got to tell them about it and teach it in front of the class and they've got to take notes, this is kind of a cool idea. And this makes me think back to my own days as a student, especially when I was in college. So picture this. You're sitting in a classroom. You're a student. You're listening to a teacher talk or some sort of presentation, and you're trying to take notes so that you can remember everything that you can. And while the teacher is still talking, while instruction is still happening, you're still trying to take notes. So the teacher ends up getting kind of half of your attention, and your notes get half of your attention, and nothing gets your full attention. I know I've struggled with this too, doing sketch notes, you know, visual note taking. I'll take notes, and it's hard for me to pay attention to what's going on and to sketch. So it's like two different parts of your brain trying to work at the same time and not getting full resources. This twist on note-taking is called retrieve-taking. It is a take off of this thing called retrieval practice that's real big in this book. That's the central focus of Pooja's work. Retrieval practice is the idea that your studying and learning time are more effective when you retrieve things out of your brain instead of trying to push them into your brain. So instead of rereading notes and rereading chapters, we're going to ask ourselves, what do we remember? And so here's how retrieve-taking works. So, and I'll take this right out of the book. It says, number one, teach your lesson as usual. Students listen and participate, but they can't take notes yet. Number two, pause your lesson. Students write down important topics they want to study. Number three, give students quick feedback about important topics or facilitate a discussion where they share what they wrote. And then number four, you continue your lesson. So this is basically asking students not to take notes, not to give you only half of their attention because the note-taking takes up the other half, and to give you their full undivided attention. And then you pause and you give them an opportunity to write down what they remembered and talk about what they wrote down. So if they miss something, then their fellow classmates can share. And so one of the keys to doing this, and they mention this a lot about retrieval practice. They say that this act is a part of the learning process and not part of the assessment process. So it's super important not to grade this, because they're using it as a way to get the information in their brain and learn, and not to show you what they have learned. So I really like this. I think this is something that doesn't take any extra time. It's based on brain science, and it's something that, students can totally do. So if your students ever do any sort of note-taking, maybe talk to them about this strategy called retrieve-taking. And if you want to hear more about this, of course, you can join in the Ditch Summit, ditchsummit.com, to get more details so you can hear the authors talk about this and more. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.